AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An Oklahoma prison inmate who says he was framed is due to be executed this afternoon, unless the Supreme Court intervenes. Richard Glossop was convicted of orchestrating the killing of a man who owned the motel where he worked. This morning, Georgia executed the only woman on death row there. Kelly Gissendanner had her husband murdered in 1997. But retired police officer Marcus Easley, who befriended her while she was in prison, says her life should have been spared.
Kelly is a woman who made a drastic mistake, a very tragic mistake, and a tragic decision. I'm not even going to call it a mistake. She's paid her dues for it. And the good she's done in prison, to me, far outweighs the bad she's done.
Gissendanner cried and said she loved her children, apologized to her husband's family in the moments before being given a lethal injection. Pope Francis called for an end to capital punishment while he was visiting the U.S. last week. Now, we are hearing that while he was here, he met privately with a woman at the center of another storm, Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, who went to jail rather than issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Here's our Shirley Smith.
Kim Davis is an apostolic Christian in Kentucky who spent 5 days in jail earlier this month for defying a federal court order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She had said it was against her beliefs to do so. Davis was in Washington last week for the Values Voters Summit, where she was given an award for defying the judge.
Kim Davis says Pope Francis thanked her for her courage and told her to stay strong. It's Hurricane Joaquin now, and it's nearing the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center tells us the storm could bring some rainy weather to the Mid-Atlantic region and to some other areas of the United States. This is AP Radio News. Edward Snowden has confounded U.S. officials since his abrupt departure from the country 2 years ago, and he's just found a new megaphone, Twitter. Julie Walker reports.
The former National Security Agency worker who leaked classified documents about government surveillance tweeted for the first time, "Can you hear me now?" Edward Snowden quickly racked up tons of followers. As for who he's following, the National Security Agency. Twitter verified his account with a blue and white checkmark. Under profile, Snowden says, "I used to work for the government, now I work for the public." Snowden is living in exile in Russia. He faces charges in the U.S. that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian lawmakers have approved President Putin's request to use force outside the country, presumably to support Syrian President Bashar Assad against the Islamic State group. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save